Hello, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg. This is Nadine. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing there? How's it going?
I'm doing good. It's going good. It's Monday.
what can I say?
It's a Monday. And I apologize, you know, for Friday. It was like crazy.
Yeah.
Like our whole system was down. Power outage. It's like, you know, welcome to California, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I get it. We live in, I live in a place called Shadow Hills, which is probably 5 minutes north of Burbank.
Yeah.
Do you know where Burbank's at?
And, I do. I do.
Yeah, so my wife works from home and she does billing and collection for a pretty good sized law firm. And every now and again, and the Wi-Fi is down, the system's down. I can hear her in the office just pulling her hair out. So I get it.
Right. You're like, oh my God, you know, and it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's to be expected with the weather we've been having. It's like, I don't understand why, you know, in California, there's, you know, thank God, I'm going to tell you something. I live in Anaheim. So what's perfect is because I'm like literally 5 minutes from Disneyland. So I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't have problems with my electricity because we kind of, you know, we got Disneyland right by us. So it's like, you know, now, sometimes I feel like we paid their bill? I feel like it.
Yeah, sometimes they're probably pulling the electricity for so many, they're just overloading it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it was just like crazy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this, that's why I'm like, listen, can we reschedule for Monday?
Yeah,
I was kind of bummed.
I get it.
You know, but.
So I am too, because I'm really needing to do some stuff, and I just was like, all right, let's just be patient and so.
Right. So I was kind of doing a quick search, just to kind of see like what's currently, like what's out there, right, Greg? I noticed your Facebook page says Epoxy It, right? But the official business name Epoxy Surface Professionals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My business is Epoxy Surface Professionals, but there's, you know, Epoxy It is another business. It's a guy that lives in Temecula. He does really well. He's somebody I follow. His company is called Epoxy, then just IT, Epoxy It.
Okay,
so that
got
would
it.
Be a different, yeah. And I don't know, just to give you a little reference if it matters or not, but John Hurst in Florida, he's a good buddy of mine. And So he, you know, I've gotten, you know, I could give you a quick back story on my situation, but I gotten so frustrated with.
Tell me what's going on.
What happened? It's just I've been doing my own thing in epoxy now for about 6 years. The first year was kind of hit and miss and trying to get figured out. Then I went with, this company, so my website, epoxysurfaceprofessionals.com, my website was one of these, you know, pay a bunch of money and we'll do a website and we'll do this and we'll do that. And then in the small fine print, which I should have read by then, it's like, okay, your SEO is 4 months after that. Then you got to pay, I don't know how much it was, but it was a lot. Then you got to pay. So I literally stopped working on my search engine optimization after 4 months. And then I just went like, okay, I'm like a ghost town. Nobody knows I'm here. And then I got onto Facebook. And mind you, I don't know what I'm doing on Facebook. I have no clue, man. I was on Facebook and I was putting ads in the marketplace. I would boost them once in a while. And for about 2.5 years, up till about a year ago, I want to say, I was doing 3 jobs every week. I was getting so much back, like inquiries from Facebook, that it literally sustained me, right? Every now and again, I would talk to a friend of mine and maybe like, you need to talk to this guy. He does lead generation, this and that. And I talk to them and it's like, oh yeah, you know, for like 800, 1200, 1500 a month, you can blah, blah, blah. We'll get you leads. I'm like, I don't have 1500 a month. I don't have the money to do that. I'm a small mom and pop gig here. I'm licensed and I'm insured. I understand the business. I get it. I know how to do epoxy all day long. I try to do the best work I can, but I don't know the other side of it, the marketing side of it. And every single time I've gotten someone, they've basically not done what they said they were going to do. They didn't come through with what they said. Now, the last year, my son, he's out in Corona, And if you don't mind, I'm going to probably pass your info on to him because he told me, hey, I got this guy and he does a good job. And well, this gentleman was doing a good job, but he was one of these guys that he knew how to do, you know, search engine optimization and do all these things and update websites and this and that. But it was like, he wouldn't charge a normal fee. I'm like, I want to pay you. He goes, no, let's just get you some results first. Then we can work that out. And I'm like, I told my son, if this guy doesn't take a fee every month, then I can't hold him to the fire every month, you know? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. So basically, he just disappeared. And here I am. I got a website. He hosts it. I'm hoping that I can just work with you and get plugged in. And, you know, in the past, I had other businesses that were different. I didn't have to fully rely on leads and stuff because it was in this industry called BMX racing,
right.
You know. And I raced my whole life and had a career in it, so people know me. So I was able to make that work no problem. Then I get into the epoxy thing, and it's like the fully different deal. And so I rely on search engine optimization. I rely on people
right.
being able to find me. I got to try to find leads, but every lead generating company I've talked to, they want so much money. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's tough. So I'm sitting here right now. It's very slow. I didn't really have any jobs last week. I don't think I'm on an island here. No one knows I'm here. And so in the BMX thing, what I was going to say is if I had somebody take over my stuff, that person would just, I would give them the contact info of the person that was doing it, and they would do an email, like a CC to me, but they would reach out and say, hey, we're going to be working with Greg, blah, blah, blah. We need all the proper passwords and this and that, right? And they would do that, and it would work fine. So I don't know if that's something. I don't know the logistics of all that, but I just need help.
No worries. So when we're talking about the Google Business profile page, obviously you got PIN verified for the business, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I got the postcard in the mail and I got it.
Where did you PIN verify it?
Well, he's in Corona, right? So, and I'm not sure what PIN verified means exactly. What does that
PIN
mean?
PIN verified means, so yeah, I'll explain. So for every business, right, to have a Google profile page, they have to receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. It'll look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay, perfect.
I
did find your Google profile page.
Yeah.
It shows that you're located in Corona.
Right. So can I, I'm going to tell you why real quickly.
Okay.
So this guy's name is Aaron. Okay.
Right.
Who was doing my stuff. He's located in Corona because my son's lives in Corona and that's kind of where he met him. So Aaron was doing my stuff for a while and he says to me one day, it's been about a year, I guess, he says, listen, when people go on to Google, they're looking at your house, you know, because you don't have a shop. So I am licensed and I'm insured. I live on a pretty decent sized property. I don't really have a need to have a warehouse because I have plenty of space.
No.
I don't have employees. I'm working, you know, my van is in my property. When I got a job, I go get it and I go to the job and come
right.
home. So he said, when people are looking at your Google profile, they're going to see your house and that's going to look mom and pop. And he says, and I got to be honest, I don't know what the picture looks like where he's at. He says, in Corona here where I'm at, I can list your Google red, whatever, your location, and it's not going to look like a house. Maybe that's better.
That does no good. Honestly, not to downplay what he's doing. I'm sure he's good, but I'm going to tell you straight out. I mean, when it comes to Google and getting PIN verified, first of all, Google doesn't even want your address showing. We hide your address. You're not a storefront. Okay.
He said my logo and my contact info, right?
So if he knew this, he would know that the address is hidden. Now, what hurts by you being PIN verified in Corona is because no one's going to find you in Burbank. Not a Google.
Well,
so,
listen,
we can fix it. It's not a big deal. We can fix it. Not a big deal. What we would do.
I gotta be honest with you. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know it's kind of frustrating, right? Because they're trying to help you and this is the thing. Even though he hasn't been charging you, he's not charging you because of the fact that he doesn't really know exactly what he's doing because Anyone who specializes in this knows all businesses PIN verify at their home address. It's what they call a home office. It's not the fact that you store your equipment there. Google doesn't care. It's your home address. Your address is hidden. That's where your business is located. Right?
And I agree with you totally. And just more, a little more feedback real fast here is that, and I don't know if this is normal or not, but if I get 20 phone call, what he did is he says, hey, I'm going to do a dedicated number for you. And then I want you to put, I don't know the names of all these apps. I want you to put this app on your phone and that app on your phone. And there was a lot of like, dude, why do I have all these four different apps on my phone? I got a different phone number. So when it comes in, it's from, you know, he says, just log it as epoxy line. So, okay, I did. So I'm in the middle of a job and I work alone. So I'm grinding the floor. It's a walk behind grinder. Okay. And I'm standing up and my phone goes off and it says epoxy. In the beginning, I'm like, oh, good. I got a customer. I got to turn this off. Let's turn everything off real quick. By the third ring, I'm picking it up. Hello. How you doing? Hey, this is Joe with XYZ search engine optimization. We're trying to, you know, every phone call was like solicitation.
Oh my God.
Every single phone call. So I was like, I'm over it. I got so mad one day. I removed the app and about 2 weeks ago, I got contact. I said, listen, can you just forward the dedicated line to my phone number, my cell number, because I'm tired of this happening. I want to have one phone and I don't want to have like all these different, apps on my phone. And he just gave me some short answer and never really did anything. And I'm just done. I'm done. I'm dying on the vine over here. I could go put a beautiful floor down for people, but they don't know how to get off.
And even though it's not costing you, he's not charging you for it, but it's still hurting your business because right now the phone number that I see, I see listed on your Google profile page is 818-925-0336.
Yeah. That's the dedicated number, which then if someone calls on my phone, I can't even, it just shows that phone number. It doesn't show the number they called in on.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so he's like, put this app on, then you'll be able to, I don't want to put an app on the phone. I don't want four apps on my phone. I don't want to run my business off my
like
phone 24/7.
No,
no. And then he had it to where I would get my regular emails because I use greghill63@mail.com. That's what I use. Yes, of course.
Okay.
I should probably have epoxy surface professionals at blah, blah, blah. We did that. We set up a Gmail. I have a few emails in that, but I don't have them on my phone and I probably should. I use the greghill63@mail.com because it's on my phone. I get notification right now and I can answer it right now. Maybe there's a better way. I'm open-minded to it. But the point is he had me spinning circles with all these different apps and all this different stuff, and I wasn't getting any results. I might have gotten two jobs in the last year, and they were both out in Corona, and the one guy says, oh, yeah, you're only like a mile from me. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, it's like awesome.
You're like, not really. You're like, not really.
It could take me like a freaking hour and a half to get there, but I got to put food on the table.
Depending on traffic, you know what
that's
I mean, and on the time of the day.
I can get there no problem early because I leave early, so it may take me an hour. But when I get the job done at 3 o'clock, 3:30,
oh, you're going to take you
get in the van.
Probably
and I text
you're lucky
my wife,
two
I'm like,
hours.
I'm like texting my wife, hey, I'll see you like in a few hours. I'm in BFE.
Honestly, at 3 o'clock, it might take you probably to get from Corona to Anaheim, probably about an hour. And then from Anaheim going home, you're looking at probably another hour and a half. So
I just, you know, every time I somehow, and I do get some local jobs, there's
right.
a local real, but I get a job that's 6 miles from my house. I'm like, oh, this is great, man. I don't have to. You know, like, I don't have to get up an hour and a half earlier, and I don't have to sit in traffic for 2.5 hours on the way home. And I just need to basically a redo. My website, I don't want to talk like, I'm not a negative person. I'm very positive, but like when I say my website sucks, it just sucks. And, I've asked this guy, you know, about updating my website, and he's just like, well, you know what you do? You need to do a blog every week. You need to type a really good 4 or 5 paragraphs on. I'm like, I don't want to do a blog every week. If I have to, if it makes the business work, cool. But based on all the other things he asked me to do, I just pretty soon just was like, I don't really think anything he tells me is going to work. Why am I going to write a blog if none of this other shit works? If, you know?
First and foremost, blogs are great. Okay, but here's at the end of the day, when someone needs someone to come out and do some epoxy flooring, they're just performing the search on what they're needing, and they're going to call. That's what
it is. They're not going to want to read, and they don't want to read a blog for like.
They don't want to read all. They don't have time for all that. They're just looking for someone, and that's it. Pretty much.
That's what I think. I agree. Yeah.
Exactly. So let me tell you how we're going to fix all this. Okay, first and foremost, we would get you PIN verified at your address. So we would update the address. You'll receive a new PIN code to your home address.
Okay.
And here's the thing. And the reason that I say that is because we're not going to create you a new Google profile page because of the fact that you already have 5 reviews on there, and that's good. We don't want you to lose those reviews.
Right.
So we would just update your address to show your home address, but the home address is going to be hidden. It's not a storefront.
That's
okay.
Great. I'm fine.
It's not
good.
Somewhere that people go to buy products. Google doesn't want that address to show.
Right.
So we'll fix that. We'll also update the phone number to show your phone number. Okay.
Yeah,
get rid of
that
awesome. Weird number, whatever it is.
Right.
So we would put your phone number listed there. Now what we also do is called a name and address cleanup. So our technicians, our tech team, what they do is they run this scan, right? Wherever, Greg, your business is listed, we're going to make sure that your company name and that your phone number is uniform across the board, right?
Awesome.
Because when you have different phone numbers on different directories, what it does is it hurts you more than help you because of the fact that people think, oh, this is a different company, right? And they might know your company by name. So Google recognizes more when your company name and your phone number is the same across the board. So we do the name and address cleanup. Right?
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about your location, right? Typically, how far do you target for potential clients? Because you know what's funny is, I see you showing up in Sunland is where you listed.
So that's where I live at. I live in Sunland, but within Sunland, there's like a community. It's like a 5 mile by 5 mile square.
Shadow Hills.
Kind of country living. It's Shadow Hills. Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
But listen, don't. Like, no, make no mistake, like, I don't have a problem going to, you know, Orange County, Ventura. I go. I don't care because
it's wherever
like,
the money's at.
Yes. And that's the point. And I'm not wanting to, you know, like, I'm not young and I'm not old. I'm 59. I'm in great shape.
Right.
I can do the work. It's no problem. It's good. But
you're still a youngster. I'm 51. 50s are young. 60s are young.
Yeah, no, I
don't get it
twisted
there.
But I'm not stuck like to go do a job in Irvine like I did a couple weeks ago. It's cool because as I'm going, like sometimes people will be like, oh, you're going to Irvine. I'm like, listen, the problem comes when if I have to drive to Irvine 5 days a week for a regular job, that's not going to happen.
Right,
To drive once in a while to go out of my region, I kind of don't mind that at all. It's just that I don't want every job I get to be 50 miles away from me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I don't mind going to Palmdale and Lancaster. I've done many jobs out there. But, hey, if I had a choice, I'd do a 30-mile radius circle of my house where there's only probably 7 million people living, okay?
Right.
Which is plenty. And I'd work in that region. And I don't want or need to do like in the beginning, Aaron was like, right out of the gate, he was like, well, we need to get you busy. We need to get you with a couple more vehicles out there. You need to have some employees. You really got, I'm like, you don't understand. That's not where I'm at. That ship has sailed. I'm not wanting that.
Right.
I have, I want to come home and I want to see my wife. I want to hang out with my wife. Like in construction, most guys they're down to just drink some beer afterwards. They don't care if they get home. They don't, I'm not like that, you know? I want to do 3 jobs every week, but I can't do 6 jobs in a week. If 1 week was to come and have a job Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'd do it. Then I'd probably take like 3 days off. I don't want to be on the hamster wheel, but I want to have options. Like when someone contacts me and says, and if I'm talking too much, just tell me, but I'm trying to give you a
No, you're fine.
Someone,
no, You're fine.
If someone contacts me and there's a job where it's like, in my mind, I'm like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to be like, well, I got to do it because I don't have any other options. I want to have a situation where, you know, when I go back 2 or 3 years ago, I was able to be like, yeah, like, I don't want to do the pool back there. Why don't you want to do it? It's good money. Because I park in the front of your house and then I have to walk 112 times to your pool and back. But when I'm doing your garage, I just back right up to your garage and I'm like steps from my vehicle. So yeah, I want to have that option to not take the job I don't want to do, you know?
Absolutely. So, here's what I'm thinking. Okay. And I'm going to give you the whole breakdown of it. So I'm thinking our platinum package, we're talking on your cell phone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do this and I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. Now, keep in mind the prices that you're going to see on there is our original rates. Mm-hmm. Those are not the rates that apply to you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a visual person. I'm the type of person you can explain it to me, but I also want to see it to follow along.
Yeah. I live with that. My wife is that way.
So I just sent you a link to your phone. It's our pricing page. Okay. And I'm going to walk you through it. Okay.
All right. I'm on it right now. Take control of your online presence.
Yes, sir.
Business, okay.
Perfect. So what we do is we help you generate more business by getting you the most qualified leads, which are calls coming directly to you. Okay. We just call them leads. These are going to be direct calls, but at the least amount of cost. Okay. We get you on the top online search engines, directories. We also help you monitor reviews. So whenever a review is left for you, like across any of the major review sites, you'll get a notification. Yeah. We do things very simple here for our business owners because we know some of them, they don't need all the gibberish, right? Like, keep it simple for me, you know? And some of them are really
too savvy. That's the way, yes.
But, you know, we're accustomed to any type of business owner. Now, we also help you track your success. So you have a customized tracking and reporting system. It's a super easy layout. It just really allows you to track what phone calls you're getting, how many times you came up in the search results, what keywords we were using, right?
Yeah.
Our company, Local Splash, has been here for 18 years now, going on 19. We've helped over 10,000 businesses with their online marketing. We've been doing this a long time. Our average client satisfaction rate is a 4.9 out of 5. I mean, considering how long we've been in business, I don't think that's so bad. Right?
That's great. That's really good.
Now, the way our process is here, Greg, we do the consultation, right? And this is what you and I have been doing, kind of discussing what you're currently doing, what's working, what's not, right? We do a plan selection, finding a plan that's going to best fit your business. We do the client interview onboarding, which is conducted with one of our technicians. We do the campaign fulfillment follow-up. Okay, follow-up calls, because we're consistently earning your business. This is a management that we're doing. We don't just throw you up there and say, good luck, now swim. We're consistently managing it. And ongoing optimization. So pretty much in a nutshell, we're consistently managing your account, and it's because we know as long as you're successful with our program, it's going to equal our success, right? Because we're a month-to-month type of business. Okay.
Right.
Now, right below that, you see this Google Ads Partner Badge, and you're probably wondering, what the heck does that mean, right? So
I see it,
Now, we are a Google Channel Partner. What that tells you, we don't work for Google, okay? First of all, we're a Google Channel Partner. Mm-hmm. So what that tells you is that our technicians are highly trained. They're certified. We had to demonstrate, okay, to Google the product knowledge. We had to demonstrate the ad skills. We had to demonstrate net spend. And this might sound like a bunch of gibberish, but there were certain requirements we had to meet by Google in order to be a channel partner of theirs. So once we met those requirements is why Google says, okay, now you can combine your services with our advertising. So that's what that means.
Okay.
Okay. Now, right below that, you see these expensive packages, right? You got the one package, that's the pro. We have the platinum premier, and then the ideal. Okay?
Right.
Honestly, I feel the platinum package is the best fit for you. The platinum premier would also be a good fit, but I feel more like the Platinum package to get started. Okay. And I'll tell you why, because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Okay.
Right.
Now the Platinum package, what that would include is the first page placement, the Google Business Profile optimization. So we're going to, we would clean it up. We would get your PIN verified in your own address. Okay. Hide that address, update your phone number. Right. So chances are you're going to receive a new PIN code from Google for us to update that. So now that red dot is going to be where you're based out of.
Okay. Is that the one that comes in the mail, the postcard?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Now, and that means that we're not creating you a new Google profile page. And a lot of mistakes that other companies do is that they create you a whole new one. Rather, if they knew what they were doing, they would just update the one that you currently have because you already got 5 Google reviews on there. And we don't want you to lose them. Right? That's the one that we prefer, that we work with. Now, we're going to also get you listed on Bing Local. We do the SEO content creation, which utilizes keywords and search terms pertaining to your services, epoxy flooring, garage epoxy, whatever keywords are most being utilized that are relevant to your business. Our client support team is in the United States within our company. We don't outsource it. We do Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising. Facebook ads are going to retarget, Greg, anyone who's done a search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you. But they're on their Facebook page now, okay? They're looking at pictures or stories. All of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. It's going to show up on their desktop.
Unbelievable.
It's going to show up on their mobile device. I'm going to tell you, Facebook ads are really good conversion rate. And I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. What I like about the Facebook ads is that you can reach as far as 50 miles. That's going to get you into Orange County.
Right.
That's going to even get you into Rancho
Cucamonga. You see, I believe this because, and I've done jobs in Rancho Cucamonga. The thing is for two years, probably two and a half years, just from doing the marketplace free ads, and I would have like 20 ads, you know, and I would just like renew them all the time. And then, and then I would boost here and there. And then, but we were getting like, I was getting all my work was all like 90% of my work was coming from that.
Yeah.
So I know it works, but then all of a sudden, I don't know if they changed their algorithm or what have you, but all of a sudden I stopped getting like, it just went like drastically downhill. And it just kind of stopped.
And one thing I'll tell you this is that we'll manage those ads. Now, here's the thing. We're not going to do posting on your Facebook page. We're managing the ads.
Right,
I understand.
Yeah, the ads, I get it.
Now,
perfect.
Yeah. Now, we also do the directory submission.
So who builds the ad?
Our technicians do. They build it off of the content.
So you'll just build the ad based on whatever looks cool, whatever you
well,
know people
what
like
we do
to
is,
see, whatever is most effective.
Not necessarily. It's... The way that the Facebook ads are created, the content, I mean, they also take your input on it during the client interview, but let's say you're running a promotion and you posted that on your Facebook page, they're going to run an ad that's going to be relevant to what your current content is. And I say that because I encourage you, when you complete a job, post it on your Facebook page, right? If you're going to run a promotion, let us know so that way we can run an ad that reflects the promotion that you're running, right?
Right. Well, so yes, I agree with you totally. Can I just give you a real quick heads up on something?
Yeah.
Real fast. Probably it's been about 4 months ago now. My Facebook, I used to have a Epoxy Surface Professionals page, dedicated Facebook page. And then I had a Greg Liz Hill page. My wife and I had our own page. And then I got hacked by this idiot named Lily Collins. And if you Google Lily Collins hacker, you'll see massive hacking took place. So I couldn't get Facebook to help me. It was like I was getting email messages from Facebook saying the account is going to be, not terminated, but it was going to be inactivated. And then I would get emails back because the person that hacked me was communicating with them. And instead of Facebook answering those emails and talking to me, they were saying, Lily, we're sorry, you're blah, blah, blah. And they were talking to her. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
So then my account got suspended for 6 months. And then I repeatedly messaged them. I made 2 new accounts. Just I need these other 2 accounts. I don't want them to be – just kill them. Just let them just go off. They're done. And so now my Greg Hill Facebook page is what I use for my epoxy, but it's not Epoxy Surface Professionals. And I understand it says you can change your name once a year or once every, I don't know the deal, but I don't know how to do the basic stuff like that. Like, I don't know how to get onto my Facebook and change my name from Greg Hill to, you know.
So just to clarify, you know, maybe, Greg, so this epoxy, because the one I'm looking at is Epoxy Surface Professionals, and you got like 1.6 thousand followers. Do you not have access to that profile, to that Facebook page?
Can you snapshot? I don't know if you can or not. It's,
here, I'm going to send you the link.
Have you,
I'm going to send you the link right now.
Because, I don't have, if it's what I think it is, it's the one that got hacked and I've been locked out of it. So it has the hacker. And at this point, the hacker.
I just sent it to you. I just sent you the link right now.
On
to your
email
phone.
Or on text?
Do you want me to email it to you?
I can email it to you so it's easier because I know. You know, I'm looking at it. But
what
I'm, local splash, click on this link. Is the localsplash.com SEO package is what I think you just sent me.
No, it's the other one. I sent you a different link.
Oh, tap. Okay. Facebook.com. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Click on that one. That's the one I'm currently looking at.
Yeah, so log in. I'm going to click out of that. Yeah, this is like, if you notice, my last post was March 7th.
Uh-huh,
right?
So that's when it happened.
I haven't had any posts on that since. And that's when it happened. All of a sudden, I'm like logging in my account. It's like, oh, you've been locked out, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that account. So if you go, can I just send you?
Yeah, send me the one that.
Bear with me here. I'm not
have.
As technical as,
okay.
as you are, but give me one. Let me see where I got to find where I can get my link. A link to my.
You're looking at it from your phone. What do you have? An iPhone?
Yeah, here it is. Your profile link. I'm just going to copy the link.
You should be able to copy it.
And I'm
going
to send it to you right now. I just sent it right now. It's coming right now.
Okay.
So, and this page is just me. It's just, you know, Greg Hill, and I've got photos of epoxy, and if you scroll down it, there's all kinds of epoxy. Now, a lot of times guys will post from BMX, and they'll post up, and I just put hide from profile like I just did.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, I want it to be completely epoxy. I don't want
it
to
be. Okay, here's what we can do. I'll tell you the way we'll do it. We would just create you a brand new Facebook page strictly for your business, and here how it's created. We will create it through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page. That's how the Facebook business pages are created. We'll create you a new business Facebook page that you'll have access to, and you just do your posting on that business page. So we'll create you a new one.
We'll create you a new one.
We don't want your personal page for your business. So we'll create you a brand new one. We'll create you a brand new one, a brand new business page.
You can pluck the photos off of my Greg Hill page. Like if you look at photos, you can see all kinds of epoxy pictures.
Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff on there. Yeah.
Every single job I do, I post on my page, but it needs to be a dedicated page, not just.
Yeah, no, and we definitely,
Yeah,
we don't want to run Facebook ads, like, you know, using your personal page. That's why a lot of businesses that we work with, if they don't have a business page, we just tell them, you know what, you got a personal page, and some of them don't, and we just tell them, listen, just open up a Facebook, don't even put pictures or stories or anything, like, you don't even have to have friends. It's just so that way we can create you the business one, so you have access still to it. So that's not a problem. We'll create you a new one. Facebook ads included, and then also going back to the pricing page, we also do the directory submission. Let me know when you're there.
Directory. Okay, so, I'm on the page now. I'm just
for the SEO
Google
package.
Ads partner. Do I go below that? So SEO package.
Yes, go below. Right below that, and then you'll see, so we're looking at the platinum package. So after Facebook advertising, Okay?
Yes, I
you
see
have
it.
The popular
directory submissions. Yeah.
And what that means is we're going to get you listed on popular directories. We have 60-plus directories. I'm going to be honest with you. You're not going to be on all of them because some of them are geared
right.
more towards, like, event planners, right?
Yes,
a few directories that I always like to mention, Yelp,
yeah.
Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Hot Frog,
mm-hmm.
I think is another one. There's just a number of them. But the ones that are relevant to your business is where we're going to list you. Now, if you already have profiles on these pages, all we're doing is updating the information, like I told you, name,
right.
address,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah.
Now, also, we're going to help you monitor your reviews. How we do that, Greg, is we'll create you a tiny URL that you can send either by text or email to any of your clients. Ask them to leave you a review. They just click on the link, leave 5 stars. They don't even have to comment, and it'll post to your Google profile.
Oh,
so we help
dang.
You in that way.
Okay.
Okay?
That's great.
Now, as far as your website, right,
it's, yeah.
do you own that domain?
No. Well, I own the domain, but
okay.
it's hosted on Aaron's server, and I'd like that to change. So
okay.
I don't know how
do
to go about
you
that.
Do have the login credentials?
I don't.
For
I'd
that
have
domain?
To basically, I'd have to ask him. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe you can text me the proper question I need to ask him.
Right.
But, yeah, I'll just say, listen, I'm hiring a marketing company to take over my stuff, and I need this information.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. All
you
need to tell him is I need the login credentials. That's it. I just need my login credentials for my domain. Because here's the thing. We can actually create you a brand new website using your domain. Do you remember if you purchased it from GoDaddy or where did you purchase the domain from?
I want to say probably from GoDaddy. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It
looks like it. I'm just hoping it's not. It doesn't look like it's Wix, because if it was Wix, then we wouldn't be able to recreate the website.
That's the domain one, right?
Yeah, we would only because Wix is super, like, they put these, like, blocks on things, and they don't
right.
let anybody
right.
create on their domain, which I think is
yeah.
kind of dumb in my opinion, but
right.
I don't know. Maybe
sure.
because they want more money. I don't, that's what usually happens.
Who knows? Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
We can create you a brand new website. It's what we call a My Site. It's a customized
okay.
website to fit your business. Okay. We can add videos on there, your clients' reviews. We can also post on there pictures. We write a biography about your company. We list your services, your areas you're servicing, hours of operation, forms of payments you accept. We can even set it up, right, where
mm-hmm.
clients could leave reviews. Or not reviews, excuse
it.
Me.
Okay.
They could actually book an appointment for you.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's say there's a potential client and you want it set up where they could book an appointment for you. We can also set that up on that My Site. The My Site
okay.
has automatic SEO settings. It's a Google compliant, mobile friendly. We host it. We manage it all. Okay?
Right.
I'm just
okay.
going
right.
to shoot you just a quick example. I'll send it to your phone. We'll look at it in a couple
okay.
of seconds.
Okay.
I just want to get through the rest of the pricing page. And it's just to kind
okay.
of give you an example of the layout. Now,
all right. And real fast,
so we can include
fast,
that.
Am I, am I asking Aaron for the domain login, right?
Yes, domain
and
login credentials.
Credential. Okay. And so, credential. And if he says, hey, what do you got going on? What's up? I'm just going to say, listen, I need it because I'm redoing all my stuff.
Yeah, that's
or,
it.
I don't know. What's the best? That's the best thing. And then once you get it, can he just be axed out of the whole deal? Like, how do I get? Well,
we
need
gotta
to
make.
I need to get the site.
You
off
need to
of,
get
the
login credentials right, and all you need to
yeah.
tell him is, I mean, you don't have to give a full explanation. You just need to say, listen, I already have a marketing company that's handling it for me, right? Because
right,
at the
perfect.
End of the day,
yeah.
even though you're not paying them, it's been costing you money. Period. Right.
But I've been paying him. I offered to pay him, and when he would say no, I would send him $200. I would send him $100. I would be like, "Hey, if you just..."
Oh, so then
send
it's been
invoice,
costing you money. Period.
I've
you
been,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
And I've gotten nothing at this point. I don't want to. I haven't
yeah.
paid him for so
and
long.
And you just
and he
need
just
to
doesn't.
Say, "Listen, I already hired a company. They're handling it for me. I appreciate what you've done. I need my login credentials for my domain name, and that's it."
Yes.
He's managing your Google profile page. Do you have those Do you have the login for that?
Google.
For your Google business profile. Do you have the access to it, or does he have it?
He probably does. I'll just ask him for it.
You also want the access to your Google profile page. You want to tell him, I need my access. Because I'm adding them on.
So Google profile page access.
Yes. Yes, because our technician will walk you through it. They're going to have you add us on as managers, not owners, because you're the owner of the profile page. But he needs to give you the login for that, the access to it, because if he doesn't give you that access, it's going to tie our hands.
Right. He'll give it
and
to
hopefully,
me, or I'll drive out
I don't,
and I'll grab him by his neck and get it. So
I'm sure he'll give you the access.
I'm frustrated.
But,
He's probably going to be happy to not have to deal with this.
Yeah, probably.
He'll be happy to just not have to deal with it no more. So.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now you're going to get the advanced reporting system. So this is going to help you track your calls. You know, the conversion call tracking is going to help you see what keywords you're listed for and so forth. And then we also help you with the lead generation box, which would be on the website that we create. So if someone doesn't have time to call you, but they want to fill out that form to get more information, you'll receive that in an email. We don't want you to miss anything, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you the $64,000 question real quick?
It's okay.
You know, the question that is probably the dumbest question to ask, but,
what's that?
Basically, you having seen where I'm at right now and knowing what your company provides, is it pretty fair to say that this can breathe life into
it can
to my situation?
But I want to be it can, but there's work that's got to be done, and I'm going to be super transparent with you, right? This won't happen overnight, okay?
Right.
But we're going to get it going in a timely manner. What's good is because you already have the Google profile page, so there's things that we got to fix, right? So we're going to get that going. Website and all that other stuff is going to be up and running a lot sooner than you appearing on the first page of Google, and I'll even share the timeline with you.
Sure, yeah.
What I always say is this, Greg. I like to always say that the first month, a lot of it is the programming, and that's not to say you won't get some calls, okay?
Right.
Ideally, when you're going to feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month. Okay?
Okay.
And this is not geared to overwhelm you and inundate you with a bunch of calls and jobs in one day. It's to provide you a steady flow of clients that you can be super selective on the ones that you want to take because you're not charged per call.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
So it's just making sure you have that online presence and that you're listed accurately across the board. Right? Someone's typing epoxy fluorine. And you and I both know I had it done in my garage. It was a gift from a cousin when we moved into our home.
Yeah.
I think about it now, and I didn't want to be picky then because, you know, I mean, it was a housewarming gift. But I wish he would have put,
for sure.
You know, the like kind of sand-like grain on it, because I'm going to tell you, you know, if I get a little water spill on that floor and I step on it, I'm going to eat it. you know what I mean? So he didn't put like that grain.
Is it a solid color or is it a flake?
It's a solid color, not flake at all.
Color, yeah. So he didn't.
I love
what's called back roll some, either some really fine silica sand where you don't see it but you feel it, or aluminum oxide, which is like a really small clear, you know, they're just super fine like sand, but they're, you back roll it and now you have traction when you're walking.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, because sometimes I tell my husband, be careful that there's no water on the floor because you're going to eat it. And he's like, I know.
Yeah, no, that sucks. Well.
It does. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, epoxy flooring is the way to go. It just looks, the garage looks so different once they laid it, right? It just looks so good.
Right.
It's easy to clean. You know what I mean? It's just so much nicer.
When you clean it, just a little sidetrack here. If you use a leaf blower, blow all the dust and crap off of the earth and just do a quick mop with warm water and that's it, let it dry.
Yeah.
If you then put what's called either mop and glow or like you rejuvenate, they're both what's called floor waxes. They're clear. It'll make it look brand new. But I don't know if this will make sense, but like once you do that, you get a little more traction. You don't have it as be as slippery because epoxy cures out to like a very glass finish, right? And which could be slippery. And the Rejuvenate or the Mop and Glow cures out, dries out, dries in like 30 minutes. It dries out
right.
to a more like, to the touch, it's a little bit less slippery, right, when you do it. So you
right.
probably have a better deal if you put that down, it won't be as slippery.
Oh, nice. I'll tell my husband to try that.
It's just Rejuvenate or Mop and Glow. They're at Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yeah.
And they both work
okay.
great.
So. I'm writing that down. Rejuvenate or Mop and Glow.
Anyway.
Okay.
There you go.
So let's get to the meat and potatoes. Let's talk about pricing, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So here's what I'm gonna do. Okay. Typically this package, I mean you see it there, it runs $5.99 a month plus a $299
right.
setup fee. I mean, you're looking at almost $900, a little over that, to get started, and then you pay $599 every month after. That's expensive.
Right.
I'm going to say it because especially even in your current situation right now, I mean, it doesn't mean that it doesn't work, but that's a lot of money to come up with, you know?
It's not a problem when there's jobs coming through and it's business.
Right.
More than it's
I hear
different.
You. Right. So what I'm going to do is this, okay? I'm going to drop down your monthly to $299 a month from $599. It's going to drop to $299. The price will never change, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years on a monthly basis. It's always going to be $299 a month with all of that
okay,
included
thank you.
That we went over. Okay. Now your setup
okay.
fee, what I'm going to do is I'm only going to charge you a $99 setup fee because again, they're having to make all these changes, right? So it'll just be a one-time $99
sure.
setup fee. So what this
oh, wow.
is going to
do,
Greg, it's going to make your initial investment for you to get it started, okay, $398, okay? But every
mm-hmm.
month after that, you're only paying $299 a month. Month to month, there's no contracts. The only thing we ask from you is to stick it out 2 months because, of course, this isn't going to happen overnight, right? It's going to be
right,
a process. But we call it, it's what we call a 2 month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If at
yeah.
any time you decide,
yeah,
listen,
great.
I'm done, I want to part ways, you just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not charged.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Well, to me,
okay.
this format lends itself to, you got to earn the business. You can't just
right.
get a one year contract and the first couple months is great, then it just slides off and, yeah, this is earning the business every month, which is great.
Right. And honestly, I mean, we offer prepaid packages when people want to pay through, because there's business owners that are like, listen, do you have anything that I could just pay it now and get it over with? I mean, yeah, we offer significant savings if you want to pay 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. But, I mean, when you think of it like this, right, we're still even with prepaid packages, we're still earning your business because you could still cancel at any time.
Yeah, right. I get it. I understand.
So, right, monthly, you know that we're still consistently earning your business because if it's not working for you and you part ways, okay, well, you know, you're going to part ways, right? So as long
yeah,
as you're
right,
successful
right.
with our program, we know, too, that that's going to equal also our success, right? And anytime
yeah.
you have changes, updates, questions, or concerns, Greg, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. They make all the changes. We do everything in-house. I mean, we don't outsource it. So
right.
this would be the package that I honestly would recommend for you. At this point, I don't even think you need Google Ads, to be quite honest. Facebook marketing with Google hand-in-hand work really well. Really well.
I think that would be wonderful. I'm just, you know, and well, I'll tell you right now I want to do this. So just sign me up, whatever I have to do.
Okay.
When I got hacked and I did get on the phone with someone from Facebook, the lady was explaining to me, once everything
uh-huh.
gets done, you should do awareness ads because then it shows up on people's feeds. And right now your marketplace stuff is really not going to be
marketplace
productive
is
like
free.
It used
Don't
to be.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but Facebook ads is where it's at because if you've even done a search
yeah.
on Google for a product or you're looking up something and you go to your Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you're going to see an ad on something that you were searching for previously. It's going to show up.
I'm telling
you, know?
You right now, my wife and I could be talking about cats, okay, for like 20 minutes.
Right.
And within hours, we noticed that there's cat shit on our on our social media. It's like right. Our phones are listening to us. I'm yeah. telling you, it's got to be true. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
it is. It's funny. So, my sister-in-law, I just sent you an email, Greg. Just so you know, you're going to be receiving two emails from me. One will say okay. Google and Facebook marketing. It entails everything that we just discussed, that what's included. Now, if you take okay. a look at that website that I sent you, the link, I also put it in the email. So it mm-hmm. just gives you, it's for flooring, but it just gives you an idea of the layout of it. What I love about okay. these websites is if someone's looking at it from their iPhone, if they're looking at it from their tablet, it's going to adjust mm-hmm. to the device that they're looking at it from. So it won't look distorted,
right.
in other words.
Right.
That's what I
That's
love about
great.
These sites,
yeah.
and they got the automatic SEO settings. Now, I did send you a second
yeah.
email. Now, the second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. This is just going to give you an overview of our reporting system, so this way you have an idea of how the reports will look. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And then what I'm going to do right now, Greg, is on your phone, I'm going to be sending you over these two text messages. Okay?
Okay.
So
All right.
the first text is going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime
All right.
you have an update, a question, a change, a concern regarding your account, you're going to be contacting customer service. So like I mentioned, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. I'm what's mm-hmm. just considered the lead. My job is to make sure that, you know, we select a package and I'm able to apply a credit to get you the best price possible, but a package that fits the needs of your business, right? And that's going to be beneficial.
Right, yeah.
So
okay.
I always like to feel with me the magic happens, but it doesn't. Okay.
Well,
so now customer
it's
service.
It's happening because. Okay.
Thank you. Now customer service is always here. Our hours of operation is Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 in the afternoon. Okay. We work every day,
okay.
Monday through Friday. The only holidays that we take are like federal holidays, like what you would consider, like, okay, for example, Christmas, New Year's, Memorial Day,
right.
Labor Day,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we still work the day before 4th of July, so, you know?
Right.
So, Monday yep. through Friday, 7 to 4. And then I'm also sending you the second text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is like about maybe 6 minutes long. I recommend that when you have time, and even have your wife watch it with you, that...
Okay.
You get familiar with it. The video is just going to give you a demonstration on how you log in and track your results with us. I promise you, it is nothing complicated. It is super, super easy. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay, so it'll show
right.
you, like,
okay.
log in with your password, log in with your, you know, it'll kind of give you that
right, right.
step by step. Okay? All right.
Okay, perfect.
Now, is your first name,
okay.
you spell it G-R-E-G, right, Greg?
Yeah, yep, yep.
Okay. What's your last name, Greg? It's just for the account purpose. This is not going to show anywhere
yeah, yeah.
on Google.
It's H-I-L-L.
Okay. Now, I want to clarify, the number that you want listed for your business is going to be the 818-359-3932. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
And then currently the company name reads as Epoxy Surface Professionals?
Yes.
What is the address that we're going to update it to? What's your home address? Remember, the address
it's
is going to be hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No problem. It's 10549 ART, A-R-T Street.
Okay. Shadow Hills
and
is what
Sunland,
it comes up as?
I put Shadow Hills, yeah. And the 91040.
Right?
No, 91040.
Okay. That's what I thought. It's so funny because it comes up Los Angeles. I guess because
yeah,
of,
it's, I don't know, Los
but
Angeles County,
Shadow
but
Hills.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's 91040. 040. You can put Sunland if you want. Yeah, 91040. You
uh-huh.
can put Sunland if you want, because this is Sunland. If you send something to me through the mail and you
Does
put Shadow Hills,
it'll
be here. But
usually?
It comes up Sunland almost all the stuff that you're going to – anytime we buy something and you have to put your address, never recognizes Shadow Hills. It's always Sunland.
Really?
Just S-U-N-L-A-N-D.
It's so funny, yeah, because I'm looking it up, and it's saying Sunland, Sunland, or Los Angeles. So
like,
maybe
so
I should just
put
Sunland.
If you put Shadow Hills, it'll default into Los Angeles, I think.
Yeah.
But if you put Sunland, then you have no problems. Just put Sunland. You know?
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to put Sunland. So 10549
yeah.
Art Street, Sunland, California, 91040. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Now, for the billing, Greg, the payment that you're making today, are you using a card that's in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's just my name. Yeah.
Just your name. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just Greg Hill, or is it Gregory, or?
It might, a lot of times it's Gregory A. Hill, you know, Gregory
okay.
A. Hill. But I need to check with my boss, which happens to be my wife, because
okay.
I want to make sure which card she wants me to use, because, you know, we
okay.
tend to try to pay cash for stuff, and then there's a couple of cards. So can I talk to her?
You want
to
call me back?
Call you within like 10 minutes and call you back in 10 minutes?
Of course.
At the latest.
Of course. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
Okay. I'll call you right back.
Talk with
and
her.
That way I'll
okay.
have the detail. Okay. Thank you.
No.
Bye.
Of course. Perfect. Okay. Bye.
Okay. I'll talk to you in a minute. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.